I got a phone number for.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
23227. You said zip code? I mean, yeah.
So that was 23227?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and the first and last name?
My name is Jesse Russ.
R-U-S-S?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have an account with us, sir?
Well, y'all, I guess I do. Y'all, back here a little bit ago said I want an iPad Pro, and I think it's a gimmick. I paid for it. And I never got it, and y'all keep sending me a thing telling me to, asking me how do I want to get it, and then I fill out the form, and y'all ask for another $2, and I don't fill that in again because I've paid for it. And so every now and then, you keep asking me how I want it, and I'll either say my home or I'll say the post office, and I have to fill it out up to the part where you want my credit card and all, and then I just dump it. I don't fill that out because I've paid for it again, and I'm not gonna pay for it and not get it. So that's my complaint, and I either want my money back or I want my iPad Pro. I work for Verizon, and either y'all are not Verizon. You're either representing them or you're using their name. And Verizon doesn't work like that. I work for Verizon, and they're very reputable. And I know that they would be ashamed that you're using their name like this. They don't work like that. Their name means a lot to them, and are you still there?
I'm still here, sir.
Okay. Anyway, that's all I had to say. And if you need I can go back and look to my credit cards and find the receipt where I paid. If I haven't paid, I would more than gladly pay again. But I have paid this. I've talked to this nice looking girl on the phone. I've not talked to her, but I mean I've gotten the messages, you know, where I won and all this nice stuff that y'all say. I think you're scammers. And if you're not, I'd like to get my machine that y'all, I mean, my iPad Pro that y'all promised me. That's simple. Yeah, you know, it's that simple. But in order to get that, it's on my phone. All that is kept on my phone. But anyway, what would you like to do? You can look up my name.
Yes, sir. I looked up your name and that zip code, and I haven't located an account. May I ask where did you locate our number?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Say
where
that
did
again.
You locate our phone number?
I located it. Y'all sent me it this morning again, another one of these things about getting the thing, and I kept scrolling down, and I looked in tiny letters, and it says something about calling, and I pressed that, and up come a number, and that's what I called.
Okay, sir, so if you were charged,
you would need to
look on your banking statement next to the merchant that billed you to get
right.
That phone number from there.
Well, what are you with?
I'm sorry?
What department are you with, or who are you with?
We're a third-party call center that handles customer support for a variety of online vendors.
Say that again, honey.
A third-party call center that handles customer support for a variety of online vendors.
Okay. I've done that before. I've noticed there's a number on the checks on bank statements. So you say do that. Do you understand my problem?
Yes, sir.
When they say you've won, and they go through and all that, they never have a place for you to say anything, or especially not the first time. First time's fine, but when they come back and say, send us your address or something, there's never a place to say, all right, here's where I paid you. And there shouldn't be any problem of having that report where I send it, where you send in your name and address and phone number and your email number and phone number. They even ask for a phone number. So why can't they call you? You know, they don't never bother to call you. But they have an email. They have an email address. They can email you, and they have a phone number. They can call you. So, you know, they never do that, and they never leave a place for you to express your problem. You know, it don't make sense. These places are scammers. I'm telling you. And they're using company names. Some of these companies I don't know about, but I know Verizon. They take pride in their name. I worked for them. I worked for them for 30 years, and I've been retired from them. And I know that if Verizon is giving them permission to use their name, because I know Verizon's not doing it. It's a company, some other company, that's doing this. It just doesn't make sense. I'm gonna call Verizon too and tell them and ask them. You know, are you really using your name to do this? And if you are, you better check into how they're handling what they're doing. Because I bet half of what they're doing, or 90% of what they're doing, then the people are not getting what they're saying. I'm just frustrated with it, because it seems like every one of these that I try to get something from, they all do the same thing. Every one. And I don't do them. I don't do the others. But I thought Verizon, and since I work for them, you know, I could trust them, you know, to do what they say. And don't. But anyway, I appreciate you talking to me.
You're welcome, sir.
And I will go back in my bank statement and pull up that, and I'll get the number, and I'll call them. And you have a blessed day here. And I hope you don't get whatever you did. I hope you're not like me.
You're fine, sir.
I hope you're nice, much nicer than I've been. And I could be a lot meaner. I've been a lot more hateful over the phone. I've had them hang up on me, but you've been nice, and I appreciate it. And I hope you have a blessed day.
Thank you, and you too.
Okay, hon. Thank you. Good.
You're welcome.
Thank you, hon. Bye.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.